I'm Chris Lawrence, and this is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. Although many are familiar with the state's put-and-take trout stocking program, few may realize the work that goes into those fish before they're deposited into your local trout stream. We'll talk a little more about it right after this. State Division of Natural Resources runs a robust trout stocking program. The program is more than just dumping fish off a truck. Manager Jim Hedrick explains it's a very carefully calculated network of six hatcheries, all working in conjunction with one another, to take fish from the egg to the water, a process that, according to Hedrick, takes longer than you may think.
You know, in the case of the rainbows, we spawn them in August through September of each year. And then we keep those the entire next year, and they wouldn't go start being stocked until the following January. So the fish that are actually being stocked right now, they would have actually been spawned actually in 2015. So they are just now, so it's basically a year and a half old when they start being stocked.
Program produces the rainbow and golden trout along with hatchery raised brown and brook trout.
We try our best to make as much diversity in the stocking as we can. In other words, we try to at most of our facilities at least mix some brook and brown in with those with rainbow and goldens, or at least if we can't do it during the whole year, at least during some parts of the year.
Hedrick says while some states have gone to buying their eggs, West Virginia still produces from its own stock.
We do keep our own brood stock fish, and then every year, for rainbows, that normally occurs around the 1st of August, those fish become ready to spawn. And then we, basically give them an anesthetic to kind of knock them out. And then they are able to spawn those fish. And they do disease treatments on those eggs and then place them in the incubators for hatching.
And the females hang around a while.
We do two ages. They're either 2.5 years old before they become reproductively mature, or 2 years old, rather. And then we keep fish over. Some females we will keep till the 3rd year and spawn them as 3-year-olds.
Once hatched, the fish are dispersed to hatcheries in the system as fingerlings, and Hedrick says they calculate the poundage with a goal each year.
You can't have both a lot and big fish. You have to have either fewer big fish, or you can have more smaller fish. You can't have both. So it's basically based on a weight. So through our hatchery system, we've always tried to make sure we produced at least 750,000 pounds.
I'm Chris Lawrence, and that is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.